will begin at 8 a.m. at the Houston Zen Center, 1605 Heights Boulevard. Information and registration for the November 22nd Walk to Feed the Hungry are at www.BuddhistGlobalRelief.org. That's BuddhistGlobalRelief.org. Or call 281-861-1200. That's 281-861-1200.
You're listening to KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. Stay tuned for Arab Voices next. Good evening, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to Arab Voices on Houston's Pacifica Radio, listener-sponsored, commercial-free KPFT 90.1 FM, with live streaming, podcasting, and online archive of previous shows at both kpft.org and arabvoices.net. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. A programming note that next Wednesday, November 19th, Arab Voices will be preempted for a special Pacifica Radio Archives fundraising. So our next show will be on Wednesday, November 26. The Arab American Cultural and Community Center in Houston held its 21st anniversary celebration gala last month. Today on Arab Voices, we will listen to the remarks made at the gala. But first, let's start with Arab Voices community calendar. The World Affairs Council of Houston will hold an event titled, Is the Arab World Dying or Being Born? The guest speaker will be Rami Khoury, founding director and senior policy fellow at the Issam Faris Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut. This event will be held tomorrow, Thursday, at 6:30 p.m. at the Junior League on 1811 Briar Oaks Lane. To register or for more information, visit wachouston.org. By the way, Rami Khoury was our guest on this show live last week. The Arab American Educational Foundation will hold a lecture titled Christians in the Arab World, History, Demography, and Current Affairs. The guest speaker will be Shawqi Qassis, Arab American scientist, author, and translator. The lecture will be held on Friday, November 14th, that's this coming Friday, at 6:30 p.m. at Rice University. Seating is limited, and there are still few seats available. So to RSVP, you need to RSVP, visit the organization's website, and that's theaaef.org. We have a link to that on our website, and I will be there also Friday evening for this important and informational lecture on Christians in the Arab world. An Islamic arts festival will be held this weekend in Houston. It will include beautiful pieces from various artists in Houston and surrounding areas, as well as video presentations on the rich history of art in Islamic cultures from all over the world, and much more. This festival will be held Saturday, November 15th, from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Masjid As-Salam on 16700 Old Louetta Road. Admission is free to everyone. The Muslim Professional Association will hold an event titled Empowering Through Media Access, How to Get Your Story Told. The guest speaker will be Azmat Khan, an investigative reporter with BuzzFeed and a former producer with Al Jazeera America and PBS Frontline. The event will be held on November 20th at 6:15 p.m. at the Embassy Suites on the Katy Freeway. To register or for more information, visit mpahouston.com. And another thing that I wanted to mention quickly is that the HISD, the Houston Independent School District, is going to vote tomorrow night, Thursday evening. There will be HISD's trustee vote on whether to establish an Arabic language immersion magnet school. Yes, this is in Houston. HISD trustees will vote tomorrow night on whether to establish an Arabic language immersion magnet school. You can sign up to speak at that vote, but the deadline to do so is tomorrow morning, Thursday, 11 a.m. I have a lot of details, but no enough time to talk about it now, but I will post the details on our website, arabvoices.net, this evening, once I get home. The Arab American Cultural and Community Center in Houston held its 21st anniversary celebration gala last month on October 11th under the theme Moving Forward. It highlighted the culture and people of Morocco also. The annual gala is considered the main fundraising event for the ACC, and this year's gala, not only was it successful, as all previous galas, but it was historic, as the ACC declared during the gala that it was debt-free. I attended the gala and recorded it, and tonight we will listen to the key remarks made at that gala. Let's listen in now to the ACC's 21st anniversary celebration gala. The voice you will hear first and during the recordings is that of the mistress of ceremonies at the gala, and that's Sonia Azad with ABC Channel 13. Let's listen in.
Now we're going to have a brief update and greeting from our gala chair, Mrs. Rhonda Baba Shabrawi. Please come up. She's worked very hard and looks beautiful. It is truly wonderful to see all of you here this evening at the ACC's 21st Annual Unity and Friendship Gala, celebrating our 21st anniversary. On behalf of the gala team, I welcome you and wholeheartedly thank you for your support. I am thrilled to be gala chair this year, especially as we honor such outstanding individuals, the remarkable Dr. Samia Khalil and her equally remarkable husband, Dr. Kamal Khalil, and the one and only Mr. Farouk Shami. I would like to thank our sponsors. Our diamond sponsor this year is the Council of the Moroccan Community Living Abroad. Gold sponsors are Mr. Najad and Mrs. Zaina Fadis, and Dr. Ahmed and Dr. Rula Sabah. We would also like to thank the following for their sponsorship: the Consulate General of the State of Qatar, Farouk Systems, Saudi Basic Industries Corporation, Turkish Airlines, Tarek with Minuteman Press, and Mo Bagaba with the Houston Corporate Transportation. In addition, I would like to thank and recognize the following Arab American organizations and ACC partners with us tonight: the American Lebanese Cultural Center, the Egyptian Society of Houston, PhotoFest, Houston Independent School District, the Moroccan Society of Houston, the National Arab American Medical Association, National U.S. Arab Chamber of Congress, the Palestinian American Cultural and Community Center, the Ramallah Club of Houston, and the Turkish Chamber of Commerce. Thank you, all of you, for being here. For 21 years, the ACC has been here to serve the Arab American community through cultural programs, outreach, and social services, promoting Arab heritage, and most importantly, nurturing a greater understanding of Arab culture amongst the Houston community. This is vital as we are often faced with the challenges of counteracting false and negative stereotypes. Our community needs the ACC, and the ACC needs us. The ACC proudly represents a diverse Arab community in Houston, a mere reflection of the diversity of the 22 countries around the Arab world. Although there are numerous similarities, you will find that every country has a rich uniqueness as seen through its art, music, and culture. Tonight we highlight the culture and people of Morocco, a country like no other. In all honesty, one of the reasons I agreed to be gala chair is my desire to visit Morocco. So I hope my husband is listening. As you visit the Moroccan bazaar and absorb the music, the dance, the fashions, and the food throughout the evening, I hope you take a little of Morocco home with you tonight. I would like to thank the ACC Board of Directors and this year's gala team, whose expertise and hard work made planning this event a pleasure for me. Your commitment to the ACC and the gala is amazing. Thank you, Faiza, Mo, Norma, Iman, Mona, Nerveen, Najib, Bushra, Hanan, Asma, Unsi, Paulette, Didi, and Wafi. A special thank you to the volunteers. Our volunteers, Yara, Samad, Linda, Naila, Narmeen, Jad, Yusuf, Sarah, Nadine, and Ethan. And lastly, I would like to thank our president, Abdel El-Khadiri, whose energy and commitment to this organization has made this night possible. I must say from my heart that the ACC is lucky to have you on its side. You are truly amazing. Thank you, Abdel. I hope everyone takes some time to visit the Moroccan Bazaar. Right outside the ballroom, there are some beautiful items for sale. We will be auctioning two special items live later in the program, two big special items. And if you haven't noticed, we're doing something a little different this year. Every table has a beautiful Moroccan lantern centerpiece. And you can purchase that centerpiece if you'd like. There's a card on the table. Just fill it out. And you can take the beautiful centerpiece home with you tonight. So please do so. I know everyone is excited to begin the program, so please enjoy. And now it is my privilege to introduce our president, Mr. Abdel El-Khadiri, the president of the Arab American Cultural and Community Center. Thank you.
Good evening. I think I would like to just save all the speeches and let's party. How about that? So good evening. Thank you so much. Thank you. And I would like to thank everybody in this room and the community, the Arab American community outside of this room. Everyone, I wish if I had a chance to shake hands with everyone, I will go around tables to thank you for your support and to thank you for supporting the Arab American Cultural Center. So tonight it's my pleasure to welcome you to our annual Friendship and Unity Gala celebrating the 21st anniversary under the theme Moving Forward. Our gala is an opportunity for us to reflect on the year past and report on the state of our center. And tonight, I am so proud to report to you that our center has never been stronger like before. We are more united, more diverse, and yes, more financially stable. And what is more important, we are working on a plan for the future and a roadmap for the future of our center. The achievements and the acclaims that we received in 2014 are heartwarming and encouraging and motivating, especially during these challenging times. Like never before, the Houston community has witnessed a series of events that furthered our mission, highlighting education, Arabic language, culture, art, and the humanitarian efforts that touched our community here and abroad. This is a testimony to what we're really all about. Two major initiatives, however, that our board has embarked on. Two initiatives that represent an important bridge from the old to the new and from the past to the future. The first initiative is the debt elimination campaign. Today, thanks to the generosity of a community and to the courageous and confident decision of one man, not only we are more than $500,000 closer to our own dream, but the debt elimination campaign brought us closer together, and ladies and gentlemen, that is priceless. The debt elimination campaign is an opportunity for us to dream big and ask ourselves what if and what's next. And to answer these questions, the board of directors has established a strategic planning committee to guide and streamline our future growth and development, a plan that will define our direction. The center is more than just a facility. The center is a concept. It's a mission, and it's a dream. From our vantage point, we see a community that is undergoing drastic changes and facing tremendous challenges. At the center, we must answer the call and act immediately. While we will not change our mission or core values, however, we will strategize how to accomplish them. Our goal is to enrich our center through investing in our community, creating new and innovative programming, and exploring new partnerships. The next few weeks, we will present the community with a detailed strategic plan for our center, but tonight, let us celebrate a successful 2014 and hope for better years to come. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here tonight to celebrate our heritage, but also to honor success, community service, and most of all, generosity. It is inspiring that all of our honorees this year, Dr. Samia Khalil, Dr. Kamal Khalil, Mr. Farooq Shami, all possess these qualities. They have all emerged from challenging circumstances to pursue the American dream, and years later, here they are very successful in their respective fields, and some of the most generous individuals in our community at large. We also continue our tradition to highlight Morocco. So no pressure there. We're highlighting Morocco. And showcase its culture and people. Tonight, we are proud to focus on Morocco and a country that exemplifies tolerance and openness and that harbors a pluralistic, open society in which a blend of cultures, ethnicities, and religions coexist in harmony and mutual respect. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to seize this opportunity to express much gratitude to our partners and sponsors who generously support the Arab American Culture and Community Center. This year, our diamond sponsor is the Council of the Moroccan Community Abroad, and we thank them so much for sponsoring this event. A special thanks also to all the Arab American organizations in Houston for their collaboration and support. And after all, I'm going to repeat it again this year, the same sentence from last year. This is your center. The stronger your organization is, the stronger the center is. So there is no difference. We are all in it together. And I take this opportunity to thank all of our founders for their vision, commitment, and dedication. Last but not least, I would like to thank all of our board members. I am very proud to serve with you, and I am truly blessed to know and work with you. The Arab American Culture and Community Center is a non-profit organization powered by volunteers and few dedicated staff members. And to our office staff, teachers, and volunteers, we salute you today, and you are the face and the spirit of the center. Ladies and gentlemen, and finally, I would like to thank the gala team. Our gala chair, she is a very, very strong woman. She has 4 kids, she has a job, and here she is doing all this for us. Amazing, amazing. I'm always amazed. But what the gala team does, I'm so amazed. Yesterday, one of our gala, and I'm going to say it, happy birthday, Muna Sakhar, happy birthday. Yesterday was her birthday, and she stayed for 10 hours planning with Dr. Faiza. It's amazing what this team does. And I'm so, so blessed to work with you all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, more than 20 years ago, we started with an idea, and we created a facility. We have grown, and we need to move beyond. Our strategic plan will provide a roadmap to charter new visions and then explore ideas. Yet, like anything, it's the people with enduring attention, drive, and dedication that make a written plan come to life. and to return on your investment will be counted not in dollars, my friends or senses, but in the lives you touch and the youth you will inspire. And that is, my dear friends, priceless. Looking forward keeps us moving forward, and we look forward to the future, and I believe we do so with determination and aspiration for the success of our center and for the well-being of our community and people and our region. Thank you so much, and have a good evening. Please enjoy your tagines later. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight many individuals are elevating the remarkable legacy of the Arab American Cultural and Community Center in our community. And we are excited to reach this part of the program wherein we honor individuals and distinguished leaders for their contributions and success. This year, ACC Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Dr. Samia Khalil. Dr. Samia Khalil is currently Professor of Pediatric Anesthesia at the University of Texas Health Science Center at Houston. She has over 30 years of experience in teaching principles of pediatric and neonatal anesthesia to medical students, anesthesia residents, as well as fellows. She's also very active in research and currently involved in 6 projects. She is a diplomat in internal medicine of the American Board of Anesthesiology, a fellow of the American College of Anesthesiology, specialty fellow of the American Academy of Pediatrics, and is certified by the American Heart Association and Pediatric Advanced Life Support Program. Please welcome Dr. Samia Khalil.
Good evening. I would like to thank the Arab American Culture Community Center for giving me the 2014 Award for Lifetime Achievement Award. I am really honored and humbled. My story is similar to the story of many of you. I was born in Asyut, a city in Upper Egypt, and grew in Heliopolis in Cairo, in a loving, caring, and progressive family. Since I was a little girl, I knew that I had to excel in everything to achieve equality and rights, because that is in Upper Egypt, you find it's a male-dominated society. However, to my surprise, when I left Egypt, I discovered I need to excel in Europe and to the States, particularly in Texas. Kamal and I met in Cairo University Medical School, and we married in Heliopolis, Cairo. We had a lovely small apartment. However, my husband felt the opportunities to advance in his academic career and to teach in a medical school in Egypt were limited. So he decided to immigrate to the States. As I was trying to be a supportive wife, I agreed, despite neither knowing nor anticipating what we would face. In 1969, we arrived in New York City, where we spent our first year in the States. We lived in a small one-bedroom apartment provided by the hostel in a poor and unsafe part of Manhattan. Kamal spent most of his time in the hostel. I was pregnant with our second son and taking care of our first son, Henry. We faced many challenges, a different culture, harsh weather, a high crime rate around us, job insecurity, unpredictable long working hours, and limited income. Unlike in Egypt, we had no family or friends to provide support. At that time, just calling family in Egypt or traveling to Egypt was very difficult and expensive. However, we had hope, love, and a deep faith in the Egyptian philosophy that tomorrow will be better, every problem have a solution, and someone upstairs will take care of us. After we finished our training, we moved to Houston. Missing our Egyptian community, I studied the phone directory for Egyptian names and called them up. This was how we got together before the days of the Facebook and email. Dr. Salah Gabriel and late Dr. Fouad Dawood, whom I called, became our lifetime friends. Our list of Egyptian youths started to grow, and we found great happiness and support from each other. A few years later, we established the Egyptian American Society, and I was elected to be the first president of the society. We met monthly for different social activities, and aware that Americans were often misinformed about people from the Middle East, we recognize that there is a great need that Houstonians know something about Egypt, its culture, and civilization. Thus, we started the annual Egyptian Festival. It was a great avenue for Egyptians to work together and have a great time. Friends of Egyptian Children with Cancer, a nonprofit organization to help children in Egypt. I am one of the founders of the organization in Houston. We conduct an annual gala, and the proceeds are sent to Egypt to cover medications, medical equipment, and education of nursing assistants for several hostels scattered all over Egypt. Our next gala will be in early February. And I would like everyone to invite every one of you to be part of it, and we need your support. Please give me your contact information so I'll be able to send you an invitation. Kamal and I supported the Arab American Medical Society Houston chapter, together with the national one, NAMA. Both of us were presidents of the Arab American Medical Association in Houston in the past, and both of us are always available to consultation for members of the Arab American Community Center and the community at large. Also, we have been active in the Coptic community and church, and I have been on the church board several times. I had the opportunity to participate in the design of the new cathedral Coptic church in Mulberry Street in Bel Air. The church adopted the Coptic design, and we were able to manufacture the wood, the floor, the icons, and chandeliers in Egypt to build an authentically Coptic in church in Houston, Texas. I come from a family of teachers and joined the University of Texas since 1976. I had the wonderful opportunity to teach medical students, residents, and fellows the principle of safe pediatric anesthesia. And for years, they called me Mama Khalil, and recently it changed to Grandma Khalil. It is a blessing to be in such an environment. It's so gratifying to observe how my residents develop and become faculty beside me. I always practice at Hermann Hostel. We always call it the Sam of the block. And this gave me a great opportunity to take care of very sick children who had no access to medical care and provide them with the best care I can. I look at it as a great service to the community. Kamal and I have been married for 50 years. We have been blessed with four sons, Hani, a public school teacher and political organizer, Sharif, an ophthalmologist at Memorial City, Sammy is a lawyer, and Rami is an activist living in Seattle who played a major role in raising Seattle's minimum wage to $15 per day. Sharif married Dr. Elaine Khalil and Sammy Molly Khalil. Each of them have three children, lovely children, as you can see. You are proud of our sons. They extended their hands to those in need in the community, and they work hard for peace, justice, and equality for all. 7,000 miles away and 47 years after we immigrated, I know that they carry on the best of what Egypt, our beloved mother, had shared with me and the world. Thank you again for your prestigious award.
So the Lifetime Achievement Award is presented to Dr. Samia Khalil in recognition for her life accomplishment and distinguished contributions to the medical field. Presented by the President on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Arab American Culture and Community Center in this day at the annual Unity and Friendship Gala of 2014. Congratulations, Dr.
This year's ACC Community Service Award goes to Dr. Samia's better half. That's in the script. I didn't tell them to say that, okay? For almost 50 years, Dr. Kamal Khalil. Dr. Khalil is currently professor of cardiothoracic and vascular surgery, University of Texas Medical School in Houston. He's chief of general thoracic surgery at Memorial Hermann Hospital, also medicine in Houston. Oh, also a clinical professor at the Department of Surgery, Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. He's been an academic teaching physician in Houston, including the MD Anderson Cancer Center, UT Medical School, and private practice of cardiothoracic and vascular surgery since 1974. He is board certified by the American Board of Surgery, American Board of Thoracic Surgery, and American Board of Vascular Surgery. Please welcome Dr. Kamal Khalil.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. This is an overwhelming sense of friendship, of community, and above all, of working together. On behalf of myself and my family, I have a heartfelt thanks to the Arab Community Center leadership, and a special thanks to Mr. Farouk Al-Shami, who brought a wonderful, wonderful sense of gift from himself and inspiration to all of us to work hard to make this work stand, progress, and be second to none. When I joined the Arab Community Center 20 years ago, I admit I had some second thoughts. And you know what the definition of second thoughts is. Second thoughts is when you lend your brand new Mercedes-Benz 500 to your mother-in-law and you see her driving to the edge of a cliff and you have second thoughts. However, I have to admit that I was concerned about sense of, you know, the Arab community has an image problem. And I was concerned about anti-Semitism. I was concerned about extremism. And that's 20 years ago. Why has been that we have spent together these 20 years to get to where we stand? And I'm asking every one of you to ask themselves, why should we support the Arab Community Center? why should we support the institution? And I will summarize in that 2 minutes I'm left to indicate that we are a non-sectarian, non-religious, non-political organization that's dedicated to service and advancing our community. We live our faith. We do not speak our faith. We debate our politics. We do not get to disagree and become disagreeable. We are inclusive of all our diverse communities, countries, groups, tribes. We are committed first and foremost to service. I believe the Indian philosopher that said, I dreamt and I thought that life is joy. I woke and thought that life is service. I served and found that service is joy. And my departing message to all of you is to be as proud as I am for this organization that has exemplified the very best in our community. You may remember the golden era of the Arab Empire in the 10th and 11th centuries in Baghdad was built on diversity. We as community are very proud to have Ibn Sina, Avicenna. We have Ibn Qurra, who was a Jewish mathematician and religion and was very well accepted in his community. We have translated the Roman and the Greek civilization to Arabic and were paramount in transmitting all those traditions back to Europe after the Dark Middle Ages. So let us not forget that diversity, inclusion, commitment, creativity, and service are the pillars of the Arab Community Center, and I thank everybody who participated in this night and making it what it is. Thank you very much.
I have a secret. We do not start our board meetings until we hear the Kamal Khalid's joke. That's the rule. So the Outstanding Community Service Award is presented to Kamal Khalil in recognition for his outstanding community services and distinguished contributions to the medical field. It's presented by the President on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Arab American Culture and Community Center at its annual Unity and Friendship Gala. Congratulations, Doctor. Thank you.
We are keeping the tradition of highlighting an Arab country every gala, and tonight you present the beautiful country of Morocco. And now our president, who, if you haven't noticed, is Moroccan, will give a tribute to Morocco. Abdel.
I think I'm not going to say anything. No pressure being Moroccan tonight. The only thing I would like to say, I will call the Consul General of Morocco. I think the ambassador had some prior commitments, so we have the Consul General of New York, who just joined us yesterday. So thank you. Thank you, Consul. And this is a tribute to the Kingdom of Morocco, and for presented by the President on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Arab American Culture and Community Center. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the floor for a few minutes. I will try not to bore you, but please bear with me. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, first of all, let me thank the ACC for this precious award. It means a lot to me and is a great honor for Morocco. It is definitely a wonderful opportunity to be among you to celebrate the 21st anniversary of ACC, highlighting this year the culture and people of Morocco. Morocco, which is a land, I don't want to be chauvinistic, but definitely is a land of diversity and tolerance. Since this is the period of holidays, I cannot go on here without wishing my fellow Muslim brothers Eid Mubarak Sa'id to everyone. And since the Kingdom of Morocco is celebrated on the occasion of this 21st anniversary of ACC, let me please emphasize and share with you some ideas. The Moroccan people are always proud to say that Morocco is the oldest ally of the United States of America, having recognized the nation shortly after it declared its independence in 1776. Morocco traces then its friendship to the United States of America's earliest days, which is, and the treaty of friendship between the two countries, which is still in force, was the first international treaty ratified by the American Congress, making Morocco America's oldest diplomatic partner. And it's an honor and a pleasure to acknowledge that. In more recent years, this long-standing relationship has entered into a new phase, flourishing in the area of commerce, particularly as a result of the U.S.-Morocco Free Trade Agreement, but also as improved travel and communication means have drawn the two countries closer. The Kingdom of Morocco, under the wise leadership of His Majesty King Mohammed VI, has implemented many economic and political and social reforms. It has made a commitment to strengthen the historical friendly ties between the two countries and build even closer ties with the U.S. business community, encouraging and developing private investment in the Kingdom of Morocco. If you allow me, I would like to address here my fellow Moroccan citizens and tell them that our country is proud of you. Our country definitely counts on such prestigious and successful people like you to promote its image in the USA and elsewhere abroad. And you are doing it in the most efficient ways possible. Thank you so very much. Finally, I would like to wish ACC and their president, Mr. Abdelila Khadiri, a great future. And this gala tonight is just a proof of ACC's great success and fruitful results. ACC, Mr. President Abdelila Khadiri, I personally strongly believe in your initiatives and would like to assure you that the Consul General of the Kingdom of Morocco will always be at your disposal for further cooperation. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, I wish you a wonderful evening. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dr. George El Haj, and I'm up here to introduce Mr. Farouk Shami. I would like to say that when I was called by my good friend, Muhammad Talhout, to introduce Farouk today, I hesitated more than once, and then I received an email from my good friend, Dr. Hatim Sakhir, and I could not refuse both of them. That's why I'm here tonight. Before I introduce Farouk, I have to say that the success of the ACC fundraising effort over the last 6 to 7 months has been incredibly, incredibly heartwarming and very effective due to the hard work, commitment, and dedication, as well as the generosity of many, but particularly 12 of them. And I would like to name them by name. So I wrote their name down in order not to forget. First and foremost, I would like to recognize my good friend and older brother, Dr. Hatim Sakhir, Dr. Aziz Shaybani. Maybe you can hold your applause till the end. The list is fairly long. Dr. Aziz Shaybani, who could not be with us tonight because of prior engagement. Mr. Wadi Al-Hajj. And by the way, I always like the last name of Mr. Wadi Al-Hajj, and you guess why. Dr. Kamal Khalil, Mr. Wajih Abu Rish, Mr. Abdul Khadiri, Dr. Samir Tuma, Dr. Amir Sabah, Dr. Rizik Sakhir, Dr. Muhammad Rabia, Mr. Muhammad Salhout, and Mr. Ali Dahir. Please, let's give him a warm hand. I guess the reason I was asked to introduce Mr. Shami is because I probably know him longer than most people present in this room. I first met Mr. Shami in the early 1980s when I held a political function at my home, and Farouk was one of the attendees. He also had his business when he was doing hairstyling a few hundred yards from my office on 1960 and I-45. I have known Farouk ever since, and I've known of his generosity ever since. Farouk was born a few months after I was born in an area close to Ramallah. He came to this country in 1965 to pursue higher education. However, his calling was somewhere else. Farouk was always interested in hairstyling and cosmetology. He, unfortunately for him, or maybe fortunately I should say, he found out that he was allergic to the ammonia that was present in all the hair dyes at the time. And he had one choice, either quit his job and do something else, or find a solution to his difficulty. And the solution he did find, and that made him a success story. Farouk Shami became very, very wealthy due to his hard work and dedication to his profession. And Farouk is well known for many reasons. Farouk is a very generous man. And what I like about his history is the fact that he came from Palestine to this country to find the American dream. And in many ways he did. He became very successful. But that success did not change him. He is proud of both his Palestinian heritage and his American identity. Farouk was very wise in wedding or merging these two identities, and that's why every time I hear him talk, he talks about being proud to be a Palestinian American. This identity, this dual identity is not only in words, it is also in action. Farouk has been extremely generous, both to the people of the village where he was born, in building infrastructures, creating jobs, and helping schools and hospitals. But he did not forget the country that gave him the opportunity to succeed as he did. He has been very generous whenever the cause was present, as he did with Katrina, the hurricane, where he donated millions of dollars to the victims of the flood. He also donated in kind to the people in New York and New Jersey who were of his profession after the terrorist attack on our country. And for me as an endocrinologist, I'm always happy to report that Farooq, in honor of his father, donated $1 million to create a diabetic research center in California. With that in mind, when Abdel Khad Al-Khadiri decided with his board at the beginning of this year to put an effort in creating a committee to raise funds to retire the debt, one of the things we did, we went to Farooq knowing of his generosity. And Farooq did not disappoint. He is here tonight to be honored, but also to show his support and dedication to the ACC and to the Arab American community. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure and distinct honor to introduce to you Mr. Farooq Shami.
Thank you, doctor. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good evening, everybody. Hope you're all having a good time. I want to thank each and every one of you for supporting the Arab American Community Center. I think we are moving forward, as our president has said. I'm so happy and so glad the support from all Arab countries and our local communities and all our American friends to celebrate the evening and the gala of the ACC. One thing for sure, we want to be so proud of our heritage. It is not a crime to be an Arab, it's not a crime to be a Muslim, okay? We need to be proud of our heritage. We supported the United States of America as the Mr. Morocco, Consulate of Morocco, said. Morocco was the first country in the world to recognize the United States of America. Is it time for the United States of America to recognize us as Arabs? Yes, we are. We are the Americans. We are proud of our heritage and we are very proud of our citizenship. There is nothing to hide. There is nothing but to be proud of our diversity, our contribution to the country we love, the United States of America. We are proud Americans and we are proud of our heritage for sure. I call on each and every one of you, please support the ACC. And let us all support each other, support our community. Tonight we have honorable guests, we have Congress lady here, you know, we have our sheriff here, we have many government officials here to support us, and we are proud of this support. Actually, you know, the sheriff is always there. Sheriff Garcia, we really appreciate your presence always. Miss Sheila, we love you and we love your participation always. Thank you very much. That's very great of you. And I want to ask our community, please participate and vote, and vote, and vote, and vote. This is a privilege to be American. It's a must and a duty for us to participate in the politics of our country, United States of America. I ask every one of you, push Adrian Garcia to be our next mayor. Would you do that? Would you do that for me? Yes. We have another candidate. If he doesn't run, he's going to run too, rightly, okay? So we love competition, and we're going to decide who's going to be better for our community, right? You agree with me? Okay, thank you very much. One thing I like to mention, I just came from a meeting and gone to another meeting. We just recently have established the United Palestinian Business. It is for business people of Palestinian heritage. It is time to build the economy of Palestine. Nobody is going to build it except the people of Palestine. Our aim is to gain 1,000 business people of Palestinian heritage that can create jobs, whether individual or collectively. Please contact me or contact Jamila Shami. We need to get together. In the United States of America, we are starting what we call in Americans for Justice in Palestine. These are the people who would like to help Palestine. If we have jobs in Palestine, we have education in Palestine, we will have peace in Palestine. Okay? We are seeking peace. We are not seeking positions in Palestine. We are seeking justice for the people of Palestine and peace for the whole area. Let us follow what the United States of America had taught us, democracy and freedom, and let's transmit this to our communities in the Middle East. Be proud American. And I am very proud to be Houstonian. I am proud to be Texan. This is God's country that gave us the opportunity. And I'm so proud to have my heritage, and I want to support the ACC, and I'm so glad to see that we all get in together. So tonight my contribution is $350,000. Dr. Hatem Sakir, Dr. Sakir, may we have Dr. Sakir in on that?
Wow! Wait,
it's you.
This is a great moment in the history of the ACC. Mr. Shami, I have to share this trip with the committee members of the fundraising committee. And please, all members of the committee, come over here.
Can I say something about contribution to the community, okay? Do we have 600 doctors, Arab doctors in Houston? I'd like to ask each of them for $5,000 only. Can we do that and build a bigger center? Don't we need a bigger center? Arabs are the most successful community in the region, in education, in business. They are the least in contribution, okay? Contribute to people running campaigns, contribute to the community, contribute to the ACC. We need the next event to be at the ACC. Can we do that? Yes?
Yes.
Let me say, I have a resolution here by the board of directors of the ACC. Dear Mr. Farouk Shami, it gives me great pleasure to inform you that pursuant to a duly made, seconded, and unanimously carried on motion, the Board of Directors of the Arab American Cultural and Community Center, hereinafter referred as the ACC, has decided to name and the ACC Grand Hall as the Farouk Shami Hall. And on behalf of the entire board of directors, I thank you for your continuous and generous support of the ACC and promotion of its mission throughout the past years.
What you just heard was a recording of the remarks made at the Arab American Cultural and Community Center's 21st anniversary gala that was held last month right here in Houston. Congratulations to the Arab American Cultural and Community Center for a very successful gala and on its fruitful efforts to pay off its debts, including the mortgage. And congratulations to all the honorees, Dr. Sami Khalil, Dr. Kamal Khalil, and Mr. Farouk Shami on their awards. Please note that next Wednesday, November 19th, Arab Voices will be preempted for a special Pacifica Radio Archives fundraising, so our next show will be on Wednesday, November 26th. And this does it for the show today. Thanks for listening. Technology Bites is coming up next. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. Until we meet in 2 weeks, peace on earth.
I sit thinking about every man.
KPFT is hosting a celebration of the history and preservation efforts of the Pacifica Radio Archives on Tuesday and Wednesday, November 18th and 19th. We will pause from our regular programming to feature some of the best recordings saved by the archives. KPFT's award-winning DJ Rourke Smith will be a part of this nationwide broadcast. You can also tune in for Kara Anderson and Dwayne Bradley hosting an hour of this national special. Again, KPFT steps away from our schedule on Tuesday and Wednesday, November 18th and 19th, as we celebrate the work of the Pacifica Radio Archives. But never fear, you can still get your music and talk fix those days and every day on KPFT's HD3 channel, streaming